wrapping up our final segment with color commentator. And I see how you got that name, color commentator.
You know, honestly, I've used my head for 10 years, Romy. All right. And I don't know where it comes from, but it is light piercing the darkness from time to time. Let's put it that way. It's like walking out of a closet on stage somewhere. It's a weird feeling. I'm sure you understand.
Well, I do, and I appreciate your time in here. I don't understand what you're talking
about. That's all right. Go with it, Romy.
But here's what I want to know. We have, how does Ron Wolfley spend his Sunday during the game? Because so much of it is while you're working. Do you get to enjoy the game while you're working it? And we've got Patriots tomorrow. What time does that kick off?
Yeah, it's a matter. Don't ask me times, Romy. Don't.
Do you get to tailgate?
Good. You know, honestly, I have no idea. I know that it's Sunday night football.
Okay.
So what I do is I look at it roughly and I say, okay, the game's going to start at this point. And I don't worry about when the game's going to start until the Saturday, the day before the game is actually going to start. I take it one day at a time. I kid you not. So whatever it is, I know this. When I find out, let me Google it right here now. When I find out exactly when that Sunday night game is going to start, Romy, then I'll back it 4 hours previous, 4 hours before, and say, this is when I want to walk out of the compound, the Wolfley compound, and this is when I want to drive over to University of Phoenix Stadium. I'll do it 4 hours before a game, which typically gets me there probably 3.5 hours before kickoff. And then I'll prepare for the game leading up to it. It's just like, it's no different than when I was a player. When I was a player, I would show up 4 hours before the game. And, I mean, it was a four-hour process to turn myself into an unmitigated savage. It had an awful lot of coffee, like 18 cups of coffee. It was a situation where I'd smear the eye black on. I'd sit there all spatted up, taped up, with just my football pants on and a T-shirt, my shoulder pads off, my helmet off, of course, my mouth guard out, listening to Guns N' Roses, listening to Metallica, listening to Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Just losing your brain for about 3 hours, knowing that I was going to have to go out there and try to compete against guys that were so much better than I was, so much more talented than I was, so much more gifted physically than I was. It was a process of turning myself into a savage, and it took about 4 hours to do it, to where I finally smeared the eye black on my face and streaked it down, Romy, streaked it down my cheeks, tears for what I must become. And I would walk out that tunnel, and there wasn't a whole lot left of me. I kid you not. But you know what the best part about that is, about turning yourself into a savage when you play the game of football and you walk in between those white lines? The best part is walking outside of those white lines after you've acted like a complete savage. And then you love people and you respect people and you treat them better than yourself. As a man, I can tell you right now, there was nothing better. Knowing what you were capable of doing in between those white lines. Taking on 300 pounders. Taking them on and taking them to the ground. And sometimes they buried you into the ground, if you know what I mean. And sometimes it was your face. And sometimes it was you going, ah! Because you were the one getting crushed. There's nothing better than engaging that kind of primal behavior and then walking outside and knowing that the paradigm has changed and it changes everything. And this is when you love people and respect them and treat them better than yourself.
Here.
Am I on the couch right now? I mean, honestly, that was deep.
That really
was.
Wasn't
it?
I don't even know how to follow up with that.
I mean, Romy.
We play the Patriots that Sunday.
This is just, honestly, just riffing for an hour.
Are we going to?
Did you get what you wanted, by the way?
Hey, I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Because this right here, I mean, I'm going to walk out of here. Do I owe you anything?
You know,
it's like therapy.
I need to hear one more. You do owe me something.
Yeah, what?
Tell me we're going to stick it to Belichick this weekend.
Yeah, look, I can't guarantee you that, Romy. I cannot do that. He's my old coach, by the way. I played for him for 2 years with the Cleveland Browns in 92 and 93. I love the guy. I got a great deal of respect for him. He's just
but he's on the
he's
other side
the
of the
Lombardi
ball this weekend.
Of our era. That's what he is. But he's on the other side of the ball. I hope he slides the shorts on and pulls them up tight.
That'll look real good with his sweater hoodie tied down.
And I think he would understand why. In fact, I know he would understand why that is. I'd like to see the Cardinals win. So he understands that better than anybody else, metaphorically speaking, again, about the shorts and pulling them up.
Are they going to be worth anything without Brady?
Oh, yeah. This is a good team, man. This is an excellent Patriots team. Their defense is very underrated, Romy. They're a top 10 defense. They've got an excellent front seven. They got an even better secondary, I would say. They've got a lot of young players in their prime defensively. I think they're very underrated because everyone talks about, oh, Tom Brady and the offense and Rob Gronkowski and the fact that, oh, the Patriots are so good offensively, and they are. But don't forget about that defense because it's a top 10 defense, and Bill Belichick prepares a team for a football game as well as anybody that has ever coached in this league.
So what are our keys to victory going to be? Keep Honey Badger on both sides of the ball?
You know, no, that's not going to be the case, you Louisiana homer, once again.
You want
no.
Peterson on both
the
sides
Badger.
Of the ball? What about Mentor?
Give
we
it
saw
to
Mentor
Peterson.
On the line.
You know what? Your suggestion about Patrick isn't bad, though. I mean, this guy is a
he
freak
can
of
catch.
Nature.
I've...
No, look, they're going to have to run the ball, I think, and run it well. They've got a starting right tackle, that being the Cardinals. His name is DJ Humphreys, and DJ Humphreys has had a very good preseason. He's a plus in the run game, but right now, as a rookie, he's got an awful lot to learn on that pass set. Technique-wise, he's got to get a lot better on his pass set. And anytime you're talking about protecting Carson Palmer, remember what I said earlier in the show. I was talking about that is the number one task for the Cardinals offense. Some would say the entire organization is to keep Carson Palmer upright. And if you do that, he's going to make other people pay. He's going to make your opponent pay. Well, DJ Humphreys has got to come through in a big way at right tackle. So I'm going to run the ball and protect DJ Humphreys a little bit and help protect Carson Palmer by protecting him. Does that make sense? Because I'm going to run it. So
it gets complicated after that.
It does. Just go back to the, you know, fire zone. Just, you know, it's a fire zone. I can't believe all the fire zones. And then when people call you on it, you say, it's really technical, you'd be bored.
Now, at the beginning of the broadcast, you'd mentioned a lot of people picked the Cardinals to win the NFC.
Yeah.
Who's their biggest challenge they have to overcome in that?
Well, I would say that the Carolina Panthers are going to be very, very good this year. And I would say they don't have to look any further than their own division in the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks, this team is loaded. The team is loaded. They have been for the last few years. The Cardinals did win the NFC West last year. They won the division, and they had a 13-3 record, right? But Seattle is good, and they play at a very difficult place up there at CenturyLink Field. So I would pick those two teams to contend. But remember, it's a year-to-year proposition in the NFL. Anybody could win, Romy.
Ron Wolfley, color commentator for the Arizona Cardinals. Now, if you've never listened to football on the radio, I will tell you that is the only way I like to enjoy football. You can turn on, you have your national commentators that come in, but when you can tune in and hear the local guy talking, it makes the game so much more enjoyable. I always tune in. I stream LSU out of a Bayou 95.7 out of New Orleans to hear the local guys do the broadcast. If you're in Arizona and you want to hear the local guys broadcasting, hit mute on the TV and turn on Sports 98.7.
Right on, Romy. Thank you for that, brother. Appreciate it, man. This has been a lot of fun.
We're going to have you back at the end of the season, I think.
Okay, sounds great.
Maybe even once in between.
Yeah, a riff session. Ron Wolfley goes deep within his own brain. Interesting.